Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you today. Two great guests are going to be sharing with you some very valuable information. We're going to kick things off by speaking to author Jenny Bothorp. She's here to talk to us not only about her book, Stop the Thyroid Madness, but how she's helping individuals be able to unite and really take control of their own health and deal with their own body and learn other ways that they're able to connect with individuals to find out the best way that may work for them. And then at 45 minutes past the hour, we have author Victor Quager will be joining us live from the UK. He'll be talking to us about the recession that we're in here, but also his book, The Business You Can Start, Spotting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn. Another great book. I know you're going to enjoy it. Get ready to take some notes for both of these guys because I think you're going to really find some information that you can share with others. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have Jenny Bothorp joining us live here. Jenny, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you on with us. I was telling you just before we went live here while we were on commercial here on the radio side that your book really spoke to me for a couple of reasons. Back in 2004, both my mother and my brother were dealing with thyroid issues. And I, up until that point, I never really knew a lot about thyroid disease and some of the things that it kind of comes with. Talk to us about your journey in this. The book is called Stop the Thyroid Madness. That's a great cover, by the way. How did you get involved in this issue, and how did this all start for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I am one of millions of people who are affected by thyroid disease, whether they know it or whether they do know it. And like many, I found out about it. I was young and giving birth to children, and I didn't feel well. I was tired all the time. I got sick all the time. And I was finally diagnosed with hypothyroid and was put on the same medication that millions are, unfortunately, put on. At that time, it was Synthroid, and later it was Levoxyl. And I paid terrible prices.
And so did you find, because what I think is so great about your book is it's able to give from a perspective that's unique, someone who's actually dealt with the disease themselves, give your perspective of what you were able to do, what worked for you, what didn't work for you. When did you start reaching out, though, and how did it begin? Did it begin online, trying to find other individuals? How did it come about that you decided to start networking with others who may have gone through a similar thing?
Well, understand that I went nearly 20 years miserable. I had terrible problems, and I went from doctor to doctor to doctor saying, what's wrong with me? Why is my stamina so poor? Why do I have chronic low-grade depression? Why do I have this bizarre reaction to any kind of exercise or activity? And in fact, it got so bad that I was forced to apply for Social Security disability. And those kind of things force you to say, what's wrong with me, when no doctor could find out what was wrong? So I did get on the Internet, started asking questions, and I found out that there is a much better medication, which is natural desiccated thyroid. It's been around for 110 years, and it so greatly turned my life around that I became angry and I became proactive. I wanted to let the world know something's wrong here, that we've been put on a medication which doesn't work when there's something out there which does work. So I got on the Internet. The first group I formed was called the Natural Thyroid Hormone Users on Yahoo. And we grew and grew and talked and talked, and we learned so much that that's what caused me to start this movement called Stop the Thyroid Madness.
Yeah. You know, as I said, you know, I was really ignorant about, you know, what was going on as far as the thyroid, some of the problems. I know that there are, I think, considered two main groups, the hyperthyroid and hypo. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's far more hypothyroid people than there are hyperthyroid. My mother had hyper. She was Graves, and I had hypo.
Okay. Because when, in my case, as I said, back in 2004, my mother lost a tremendous amount of weight, and we didn't know what was going on, and she had the sluggishness. She could be sitting there having a conversation with you and go to sleep. My brother gained weight in his, and when the diagnosis came in, it was just so odd, for one thing, that it would start, that it would show up at the same time, I thought. But also, they both went through the radiation pills. And they, you know, still, of course, get their checkups. But you bring up a great point, Janie, and I want to say for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Janie Beauthorpe. She's the author of the book Stop the Thyroid Madness, and she was talking to us about her dealing with her own thyroid disease and being on medication that was not working for her, but being able to go out there and being proactive, as you say, and being able to find something that does. That's something a lot of people don't do. And I think that's why so many are grateful for you and now your book. What has it been like for you to have this very personal journey, Janie, and then to have people appreciative for you for helping them find out that there are other alternatives to what they're being offered out there?
Well, it did start out as a personal journey, as you asked me about. It started out as a personal journey of misery. And
yeah.
What happened is I found out that I am not alone, that there are millions out there to their own degree and kind which have had problems on the medication which most doctors put patients on, which includes Synthroid, Levoxyl, Levothyroxine. I found out that millions of us have been having problems to our own degree and kind. And my own suffering and finding out that, boy, oh, boy, am I not alone, that's what propelled me to start gathering information so that other patients would not have to go through the hell that I went through and that I was finding out other people were going through. So what I am today is the messenger of patient experience. I've been in a lot of groups over the last 10 years. I have formed my own. I've been talking to patients. We've been talking to each other. And what I did was compile what hasn't worked, why it hasn't worked, what does work, and what are other problems that many of us have had from being put on such a lousy medication and how we have to deal with it.
Yeah. You know, I think activists come in many forms, Janie, and thank goodness there are individuals like you that are fighting on behalf of not only yourself but us others as well, because it definitely takes that movement. And again, I was talking about the cover of the book. I think a great cover basically saying enough is enough and to let people know that there are alternatives out there. I'm curious, and I'm seeing some of the comments coming in on blogtalkradio.com. We thank our online listeners for joining us. What has the medical community's response been like to you, Janie? Because I'm sure there are some out there that are saying that, well, we're doing what we have known in the past has worked for some. But what has been the response to you and the movement?
Well, right at first when I started the Stop the Thyroid Madness movement, the response from the medical community, especially endocrinologists, was very negative. Who are you to tell us that what we are taught to be true is wrong? Who are you to say these things don't work? So it was a little difficult at the beginning, and even currently there are, when some doctors get together in their professional groups, they will bash the whole movement that patients are learning. But what happened is my whole purpose was to educate the patient so they in turn could take far better information into the doctor's office and say, I don't want to go this way, I want to go that way, and I want you to help me. So what it's done is doctors are now finding out about it because patients are taking the Stop the Thyroid Madness information in the doctor's offices, and more of them are listening. So it has helped begin, it's begun the impetus to change. There are doctors who are changing, so that's very good.
Yeah, and I think you have to feel some form of satisfaction, Janie, even though I can tell just from what I've read, you know, about your work that you have been very modest about I think your role in this, but you have to take some kind of satisfaction in that if you had not done the work that you have done and started what you started, that people wouldn't have a place to go, and people, there would be so many people still suffering in silence. How does it make you feel to know that you are making the difference and you're getting under the skin, rightly so, of individuals, because you are putting the information out there to help others make an informed decision?
Oh, I can tell you outright that it just bowls me over. The emails that I get from people thanking me for helping change their lives because of what I compiled. And, in fact, I hear so many stories, I cry. I literally cry when some people email me to tell me what they've been through and how much this has helped them. It touches a soft spot in me because I've been there. So, yeah, I am proud. I'm proud of the role I have played in getting the information out so that people can take this and be much more proactive when they go to that doctor, because the doctors have had it wrong, and they still do. You know, we still have a little ways to go, but I'm doing my best to educate patients. And, yes, I'm proud of it, and I'm touched, and it does make me cry sometimes.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking with Janie Beaufort. She is the author of the book Stop the Thyroid Madness, and she's really the founder of this movement that is going on, dealing with education and letting individuals make an informed decision based on their own personal circumstances. Keep in mind that following my conversation with Janie, we'll be speaking with author Victor Quaker. He's the author of the book The Business You Can Start, Spotting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn. Janie, in talking about this movement, the website is very simple. StopTheThyroidMadness.com, I think, is the website for people to go through. It's a lot of great information there, including your own personal story. For individuals, though, that are looking for the symptoms, because I'm seeing that some of the comments we're getting online here, what are some of the things people should be looking forward to? Because I think in the beginning with my mother, again, thyroid, I mean, that wasn't something we automatically thought of because of the fatigue and things. But what should individuals be paying attention to when it comes to their bodies?
The symptoms you should pay attention to, and which, by the way, can occur when you're undiagnosed, but can also occur when you're put on meds like Synthroid, which don't work for most people, are easy fatigue, poor stamina compared to people around you, the need to nap to get by, easy weight gain for a lot of people, difficulty losing weight, chronic depression, later in life people start getting rising cholesterol, rising blood pressure, dry skin, dry hair, hair falling out, anxiety. There's a huge list of symptoms that you can have when you have a thyroid problem.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of that information is on Janie's website. Again, StopTheThyroidMadness.com is where you can go for that information. Janie, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to kind of ask you, what do you hope people take away from this conversation and what they should start doing when it comes to themselves and being able to take control of their own health? Maybe it's not thyroid, and I think that's what's so important about what Janie did. She had a situation for herself. This was a personal story for her, and she knew that other people were out there. She says in this conversation she was not alone, and now, of course, it is a very active movement. I want to talk about, for other individuals that are going through some type of medical condition, why it's so important to be proactive and to take those steps. We'll talk about that when we come back, okay? You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You have to love those people at GEICO. They have some really good commercials. We're back with Conversations Live and Janie Beaufort. She's the author of the book Stop the Thyroid Madness. I think a great beginning for anyone who may not only be showing symptoms, but also who may just wonder, you know, maybe if they are on the right medication and getting the right treatment for them. You can go to Janie's website, StopTheThyroidMadness.com, for more information. But Janie, I was asking you before that quick break, what do you hope people take away from this conversation and the importance of being proactive and not just accepting what they're being told and what they're being given?
The most important thing that people can learn from what thyroid patients have found out is do not look at your doctor as one step away from God. Yes, they've got great medical school training. Yes, they have a lot to offer us, but they are not perfect. They've made some huge mistakes and caused us for over 50 years to have serious problems. So what we learned is teach yourself, learn from other patients, ask questions, get on forums. I have a lot of patient forums that people can join and learn from each other. Learn from other patients. Get the Stop the Thyroid Madness book. By the way, it has everything the website has, but a lot more detail. Become educated. Take that education and your own wisdom into the doctor's office and say, Doc, here is what I've learned. And have this book in your lap. Have it bookmarked, highlighted, whatever it takes. Doc, Here's what patients have learned. Here's why they're feeling better. Here's the labs they're using. I want to go by this. Will you work with me as a team? And then you wait to see what the answer is. If for any reason that answer is no, and there are still doctors who do that way, who treat you like you have no wisdom about your own treatment, if they say no, fire. Go find a doctor who will be open-minded and listen to your wisdom education, and then you will get well.
Yeah, I think that is so important, Janie, because as you said, people are suffering, and a lot of them are suffering in silence because they don't know what to do. And thankfully, when it comes to thyroid disease, you are there shining the light through your blog and now through this book, Stop the Thyroid Madness, to help other individuals to know what is possible for them, what's worked for others, and what may work in their case as well. And we congratulate you on that, Janie. Janie, I hope you'll come back. I would love to speak with you again, and I'd love to also get with you about doing a feature for their magazine, because I think this is something that's so important that our listeners will be able to share with others, but also will need the reminders of. So I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I would love to come back, and I hope you'll ask me.
I definitely will. Consider it done. And, Janie, have a great week, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Again, that was Janie Beaufort. She's the book Stop the Thyroid Madness, a great resource. I wish we had it for my mom some 8 years ago when she was going through the symptoms that she was and my brother as well. And it's something great for you all, again, to think about. She was proactive. That is so important. She was proactive in this thing, and she was not going to just suffer in silence. And she became the voice that is now helping other people, again, through her website and now through the book. It's a great testament of what we can do with hard work and dedication.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is now 45 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is an individual I think that is great for all of us who are entrepreneurs or who are looking to start a new business here, especially the way that things look today with the economy. Victor Quager is joining us live to talk to us about his book, The Business You Can Start. Again, You Can Start, Spotting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn. He's joining us live today, I think, from London. Victor, thank you so much for being on with us.
Welcome, Cyrus. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Victor, am I pronouncing the last name correctly? Is it Quager?
Quager, yeah, that's fine. That's all right. You're quite cool.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Victor, for being on with us. Look, this is a great book. I enjoyed writing about it on Amazon.com. Talk to us about how this came about. When did you first realize the opportunities that many people were passing up because of the way that the economy looked right now?
Yes, due to my experience and my work schedule, I do a lot of seminars and speak to a lot of clients. And I kept on finding that a lot of people are just going through the motions and the frustration of the times that we are in. Many people were losing their jobs and couldn't find any other alternative. And I could see that at the same time, research and everything shows the fact that over time, it is during economic downturn that people get to be able to approach or attend to some of the ideas that they've been trying to do something about over the years but been sitting on because they didn't feel the urgency to do so. So I just decided, well, listen, let me just put these facts together and let the whole world know, because yes, there's so much I can do with one seminar over here in London, but if I put in a book, everybody out there will be able to have access to it and see the potentials of the economic downturn, and that can help them to be able to turn around their situation and make something out of it for themselves.
Yeah. I think that's such a great point, Victor, because as you said, you're there in London. Now your book is literally around the world. I'm here from our radio station here in Mississippi, being able to share it now with our online listeners worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. And I think this is so great because I think what is so good about this book, Victor, is that it shows that really the work is not in the economy. The work is with us. We should have a plan, know what we're trying to do, and then know what it's going to take to walk it through. Talk to us about the beginning. Why is it so important to have a plan about what you want to do in this economy?
It's absolutely important because it is in doing the planning that you'll be able to assess to see how viable, how the potentials. And the beauty about planning is that the process of planning is where you learn a lot of the details of what you want to attend to. Now, if you decide to just go ahead, it's basically simple like going for a holiday. If you decide to just get on with your backpack and go to the station, just stand there waiting for any train or any bus to come out to hop on, you might end up going there too early or too late. So it would cost you too much to be able to, be able to make up the journey. Whereas if you had planned right from home, you have saved yourself a lot of time and resources in being able to go ahead. So it is so, so important that anybody who wants to go out there, yes, you are passionate in doing something. Yes, the times call for you to, or challenges you to want to do something for yourself. But the question I want to ask yourself is, am I going to just hit it and run away? I'm just going to really make sure that I really take that from a very good footing based on very accurate information and knowledge. That is what I provide in the book to try to equip people to make sure they don't just take the step, but they take the step very informed.
Right. And I think, too, one of the great things about the way that you've outlined this, Victor, is that it helps them to understand that this is a process. They're not going to open up a multi-million-dollar business tomorrow. But with the planning and with the dedication, as you're just talking about, that is the important thing. Now, you also, one of the great areas of the book, too, that you talk about that we work with a lot here in my business is the importance of branding. What's going to make you stand out from the rest? Why is that so important?
It is very important with branding because branding is something that, if whether we like it or not, every business has got a kind of brand that everybody associates with. Now, as the quality of the brand, the value of the brand depends on how much you've invested into it. Okay, and most often than not, when I speak to small business owners, what they tell me is, "Well, what has branding got to do with it?" I say, "Well, Coca-Cola didn't start Coca-Cola as we know it today. But because it took particular care of its brand and it's been able to nurture it to the status that we have it now." So every business would, when you start, you want to start, look at the critical things. Yes, you want to have a name, yes. Don't just come up with just any name, but a name that you look into the future. It can still be able to stand the test of time, and it can still be able to be kind of cross barriers, cross cultures, and still be able to be accepted and received. You want to look at the quality of your logo. Yes, you can just put anything together, but it's best you just spend a little bit more time in polishing it up and making it something that is worthwhile, something that can stand, that can be admired by almost every culture. You want to look at the kind of service you are going to provide, the quality of the service. If it's a product, you want to look at the quality of the product, how you're going to turn it out. Because of the internet and because of technology, you can take advantage of so much and so many things all over the world now. I'm speaking to you from London. You are in the United States, and I'm sure when you saw my book, if I just probably made it for only people of London City, I might not have considered certain facts and information. However, because I know the potential of how it can travel worldwide, I decided to put in some quality, more information, more quality stuff in it that can be easily received by anybody out there, and they can also benefit immensely from it. So branding is so, so crucial right from the onset. Every single thing you do, you want to attach a kind of thought about how you want this image to be seen around the world.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, Victor. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to speaking with author Victor Quager. He's the author of the book, The Business You Can Start, Spotting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn. And Victor, as you're talking about this, it's so important that you bring up the internet and what the resource there, because you and I met that way. We were able to connect that way. You use social media just like I do to be able to connect with people. How has it been to help spread the word, not only through sites like Amazon.com, but using Facebook to connect with people? How has it been for you to do that and to help other individuals as they're beginning their start? How has that been for you?
It is so beautiful. I mean, I'm so fascinated by the way Facebook, for instance, has been able to help me to reach out to the entire world. If you're going to do business in the 21st century and you want to kind of shy away from it, I'm very sorry for you. I'm sorry to say that you want to do everything possible to be able to, that's what I said, if your focus is to be able to expand into a worldwide business or a business that can be received anywhere in the world, then you want to make sure you use every tool available. Facebook has offered, Mark Zuckerberg has done a wonderful thing for us, offering us a very great platform that none of us should ever take take it for granted. I want to maximize the potential. I have been able to link up with all of you guys, and I'm able to. You guys have been able to give me a platform. I'm even able to review my book on Amazon, which I couldn't have been able to do without having to connect with you on Facebook. So everybody want to make sure that you position yourself on the right mediums and provide the right information for the people that are going to be friended with you. That way they will be able to benefit from you and see your value, see what you are providing, and see how they can be able to connect with you, be able to help them to come up with to be able to make their dreams come true. So it's so, so important that everybody out there take advantage of these mediums and these free platforms. Yes, you might have need some money to be able to pay for an advertisement, but it's better you rather, if you don't have that resources, especially when you're starting as a young business, you want to focus on how best to use what is available free and be able to maximize the greatest of your advantage.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, it is hard to read your book, Victor, without telling that you are very passionate about this topic, about helping other individuals. That passion is so important, really in every aspect of what we've been talking about. For one thing, to have the idea, for that seed to be planted, for us to act on it, that's going to take passion. As you have been building your own business, talk to us about why it's so important not to lose that, because I think that's one of the problems with some businesses. They start off great, but then things don't always work the way that they plan, and they lose that passion. Why is it important to keep that passion for what they're doing and what they're offering?
I think the focus is you want to make sure that your focus is beyond just the money you are going to get out of it. Okay, in one of the 30 ways I talk about how to identify opportunities, I tell people, listen, one of the great easiest way to go about starting a business is looking for something you love doing. Now, if you love doing something, whether somebody is paying for it now or not, you will still be driven to do it. So if you want to have something that you have passion, there must be something which is bigger than just the money you're going to get out of it. If yes, so your passion is to, I love talking to you, I love challenging you, I love encouraging people. At the same time, I've got to also make money out of it, okay, and be able to expand my course and be able to do more things I want to do. So what do? I do what I love to do by encouraging people, but make sure I package it professionally and be able to strategically offer what is beneficial to the people out there. So whatever you are going to do, make sure that the purpose of that particular vision, the purpose of your business, the focus of your business, it goes beyond just money, okay? It goes just beyond so many number of clients. You want to be passionate enough to want to see that this thing is going to last, this is going to impact people's life. So even if it's one person at a time, you still find satisfaction in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Victor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the most important, you want to focus and make sure that the focus is far beyond just the amount of money, the turnover you're going to make now. And you want to also always look at the future. Look beyond the now. Think of tomorrow, because it's in thinking of tomorrow that you'll be able to survive whatever comes your way this time. And always look at the process of growing at the time of learning, okay, which you can't get it anywhere. Yes, you can read a book, but it's in putting this book into practice day by day that you get to learn the process and be able to become better and better at it.
Exactly. I think that is a great point. Victor Quager, everyone, the author of the book, The Business Start Fighting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn. Victor, for our listeners to find out more information about you as well as the book, and the book is available on Amazon.com, but how can our listeners find out more information about you as well?
Yeah, they can go to my website, which is www.vikebusinessservices.com. That is V-I-K-E businessservices.com. Or they can link up with me on LinkedIn. I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Anybody, I think the best and easiest way for everybody to do, just come on Facebook, hook up with me, and you can get more information as I share every day on the way forward with regards to how to make the best out of this economic downturn as a business as well as an individual. People can also connect with me by, I'm on Skype as well, I'm on Twitter, yes, I'm on LinkedIn, and I just love that to pin interest as well. So there are so many ways. You can always just put my name somewhere on the Google and it should pop up with something and you can just link up with it. That's the beauty of technology these days, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
And the book, just not to forget, the book is available on Kindle as well. So people can download it easily, yes.
Exactly,
anywhere
right
in the world.
Right, they can get it for Kindle there. So, of course, they can head over to Amazon.com and to purchase it either way in print or for Kindle as well. Victor, again, joining us live from London. Victor, much for taking out the time. And I should say Victor was gracious enough to work with us. We were having some issues on the primetime side of our show. He was gracious enough to move his interview up for us. So thank you so much for doing that, Victor. And we look forward to staying in contact and sharing more information about your book as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the great review as well. I really appreciate it. There are people who are calling out for money to be able to review your book. I don't really like that aspect because it doesn't seem to give me a fair. I don't think I'll get a fair deal from it. But you offered to do it freely and you gave us a great review. We really appreciate it and thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, I don't believe in getting paid for reviews. It kind of takes away, I think, the honesty of it.
Absolutely.
And then you feel this pressure, especially if you
Absolutely.
Don't like it. But no, yours is a great book. Again, it's The Business You Can Start, Spotting the Greatest Opportunities in the Economic Downturn, a great book, a great resource for any business owner as well as anyone thinking about starting a business. You need to pick up this book to know ways that you can help yourself to stay motivated, stay active, and also continue to grow in your business as well. So, Victor, thank you so much for sharing with us, man.
Thank you very much, Cyrus.
Hey, no problem. That's going to do it for us for the afternoon edition of our program. If you missed any part of my conversation with Victor or either with Jamie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, you can find the links on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's C-Y-R-U-S. W-E-B-B, and on Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/CAWebb4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us with our quick and easy cooking tip. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalk.com.